As the top budget official for President Bush, Mitch Daniels worked for tax cuts. Now, Mitch Daniels has been elected governor of Indiana, and he stunned his fellow conservatives by asking the legislature for a tax increase.
The wolf is not at the door. He is inside the cabin. This crisis will not go away on its own.
That crisis is a budget shortfall. Daniels proposed tight spending, plus a tax hike for the wealthy, because unlike federal law, Indiana law makes it hard to run big budget deficits year after year. Some of the newspapers on Indiana doorsteps this morning report that lawmakers may vote soon on a budget deal. The way they got there reflects the struggle in many states to pay for popular services, including public schools.
Who can read that first word? Sierra?
Schools that have been facing a possible funding cut include this one in Indianapolis, where the teacher speaks to second graders gathered on a rug.
Gleamed. And if I had not put a V in parentheses, how would you know that that is a verb?
Lawmakers proposed reducing funding here because enrollment is declining. The principal, Elizabeth Odell, contends that her teaching staff would also decline, increasing the class size for some of the city's poorest kids.
We have a lot of families moving from house to house, which consequently causes them to transfer to different schools. So in our school building alone, we have a turnover that's consistently very, very high, and it causes a lot of havoc.
State officials want to trim money from cities like Indianapolis in order to give a little more to places where the student population is increasing, like this town, Fishers. This used to be a little farming community. Now subdivisions are spreading across the farm fields. Buildings are under construction here by the highway, and there's even a 24-hour drive-through Starbucks.
Thanks for choosing Starbucks. What can we get for you today?
And Doppio Espresso.
Okay, we'll see you at the window.
In this affluent Indianapolis suburb, a junior high school almost doubled its enrollment in the last 6 years. Because of the students crowding these halls, the school district expects a funding increase, but not enough, according to business manager Mike Reuter.
Our costs continue to go up, and yet our per pupil revenue is going in the opposite direction. How we've dealt with that is by not hiring as much staff as we need.
You can debate whether extra money really improves schools, but there's no doubting the popularity of education spending. The trouble is finding more money year after year. William Styring, who advises the state, says Indiana's economy depends on old industrial plants, from the Ohio River to the shores of Lake Michigan.
You had steel, you had autos, you had a lot of industries that were directly dependent upon those, particularly autos. We're talking about here about a 40-year trend. It's been a straight downhill slide.
Indiana is also a farming state, and Republican Governor Mitch Daniels used a farming analogy to explain his budget plan.
I evoked the old tradition of the barn raising, in which everybody in the community did something to help out, whatever they were best able to do. That's the ethos that I hope we can bring to solving Indiana's problems.
Rather than a barn raising, the response to his tax increase for the affluent was more like a barn burning. Daniels revealed his plan in his State of the State speech.
I ask the most fortunate among us, those citizens earning over $100,000 per year, for 1 year, to pay an additional 1% on the income they receive.
If you didn't hear applause, it's because that particular line didn't draw any. Republicans who control the legislature turned against the tax hike. In Washington, conservatives who once praised him turned against Daniels. The governor spoke about his new job in his cavernous office, where paintings of former governors hang on the walls.
I was determined to get to balanced budget this year. I have a constitutional duty, as I read our Constitution, to do that. And that's why I proposed a revenue increase, I thought was a reasonable thing to propose.
What does it say, though, that, I mean, you made all the points you just made now. It's a temporary tax increase. It's on mm-hmm. the people most able to pay, and large numbers of lawmakers appear to, including in your own party, have just said no.
What it means is, in a small and fragile majority that our party captured at the last election, there are a few people who believe they've made a pledge not to change any tax anytime, anyway, anyhow.
That left President Bush's former budget director to fall back on the rest of his budget plan, spending restraints. He's been looking for ideas everywhere he goes.
Welcome back to 1070 WIBC. This is Mitch Daniels doing my best to kill the ratings of the Garrison Show while Greg is away.
When the governor guest-hosted a radio program, a listener suggested cheaper cars for the state motor pool.
I think we could sure save a lot of money by going out there and buying neons or something that gets a whole lot better gas mileage. What do you think about that?
Well, Jeff, thanks for an idea we'll take a look at. I mean, we'll look for a nickel anywhere we can find it, and I've made a note of your idea.
In the search for more nickels, the governor has also been meeting with lawmakers, including Republican Senator Luke Kenley.
I'm sitting here with my cell phone waiting for the call from the governor here.
Kenley says the state is likely to find savings by restraining the growth of Medicaid, the federal health program for the poor. State governments pay part of the bill, and it's growing dramatically as millions of Americans lose their private health insurance.
Medicaid is the fastest growing budget item in most states. The only item that dwarfs it is their spending for education purposes. And I'm not sure that we're really dealing with the issue if we just decide to continue to consume.
Do you face this kind of a brutal decision at the moment or in the coming few years where either you're going to spend more on Medicaid, health care for hundreds of thousands of people, or more on education?
It is a brutal decision, and of course everybody regards education as the investment in the future.
In most states, governors predict that Medicaid will grow even more expensive because of changes in federal law. As the former White House budget director, Indiana's Mitch Daniels takes the position that those changes won't matter much. He says instead that the state needs to grow out of its own problems.
The average Hoosier now only earns less than 90 cents for every dollar the average American earns. In the heyday of manufacturing, 20, 25 years ago, the average citizen of this state earned more than the average American. If we don't fix that problem, or at least make progress on it, we'll never catch up to our fiscal problems. We will always have a struggle.
In this year's budget struggle, Indiana lawmakers may do without Governor Daniels' tax increase, but that does not necessarily mean that Indiana residents will escape paying more. Lawmakers have been considering a plan to hold back hundreds of millions of dollars. Under current law, that money would pay to hold down local property taxes. Part of the state's budget problem would be passed on to local governments, which would then face their own difficult choices about taxes and spending. To hear an extended version of our interview with Governor Mitch Daniels of Indiana, go to npr.org.